Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
1620 The Zone is live at the Omaha Baseball Village, powered by Access Bank, here for a reason, and by Brookside Medical. Here are Josh Peterson and Jimmy Allen on 1620 The Zone.
Day 7 of the Men's College World Series. Thank you so much for joining us on another elimination day today ahead of Ole Miss and Arkansas. First pitch for this one scheduled for just after 3 o'clock. Hour 1 presented by Union Bank and Trust. People don't have your money. Your money has people. Member FDIC, and we are also powered by Access Bank. Here for a reason. Yours. I am Josh Peterson. We have Jimmy Allen to my right, Josh Otson to my left, producing on site, Chance Oliver back in our Zone studios. Jimmy, one more time before the championship series is set. We finally got a good game last night. Arkansas gets the one-run victory, and now an all-SEC matchup today setting up what will begin on Saturday, Oklahoma versus one of these teams, a future all-SEC matchup.
When you said day number 7, I just had the picture of the lady from Titanic at the meme that says it's been 84 years.
Oh, come on, it's only been a week. It's been a week.
This is show number 9 for me. How many have you done?
This is
5, 6?
Probably, it might be, I think it's 6, because I didn't do any shows day 1 because I was helping Nick, you know, training
him. That
counts
as a show, though.
But I was just sitting up there, you know, watching him and saying, don't do that and do that. And then I've been on every other day since. So, yeah, I haven't done any no doubles for me this College World Series.
Robbie and I both pulled doubles twice so far. So
nice.
We're aging well here down on Omaha Baseball Village.
We're having a great time. It is the last day of the prelims before we get the championship series. Assuming nothing dumb happens with the weather.
Don't jinx it.
No, I'm just I'm stating facts. Apparently right now it's raining in West Omaha, so that's a whole lot of fun. I had no idea. I thought that the rain wasn't scheduled to arrive until well into the evening.
According to the weather app, it said 8 p.m. So if it's raining in West Omaha, that's news to the Weather Channel.
So according to the weather.com, we might have a little bit more rain this hour ahead of then multiple hours where it's just going to be cloudy in the low 80s. We'll have an extended forecast later on. In the show today.
We had a little bit of a cool front just move in a minute ago. The wind has picked up down here at Omaha Baseball Village.
Yeah, so the rain, though, not scheduled to arrive until this evening around the time either before or after the sun sets. That's why the game was moved up. Normally, if you get to this point in the series, today it's a Thursday, you'll have that one final game on a single game day. You'll have that game at night, but because of the weather, you know, think about it, Jimmy, with all the 4-hour-plus games that we've had, one of the worst-case scenarios would be you start the game at 6, you get into the 7th, 8th, or 9th inning, and then a weather delay moves in, and you're like, oh, my gosh, because once it starts raining tonight, it's not really going to start or stop raining until sometime tomorrow afternoon. So when would you resume this game? You couldn't get it in tonight. You have to wait to...
Might be looking at a 24-hour layover.
Yeah, just to play one inning. So that's why the game was moved to a little earlier in the day, even though apparently there are conspiracy theories afoot that ESPN did this so people will watch the NBA draft. That said, I don't know if the overlap, the Venn diagram of diehard college baseball fans and diehard NBA draft people, it's not a circle.
I don't think you could find more of a different group of demographics.
Yes.
The only person in there is just Robbie.
Yeah, seriously. Yeah, I think Robbie is just hanging out all by himself. So, yeah, that it was not moved up because of the NBA draft. But either way, we will have
that game. You think the Oklahoma contingency still in Omaha is out there doing their rain dance right now? Can we split these games
over
2 days? Make them use more arms.
Use the pitchers. Yeah, Oklahoma gets the victory yesterday 5-1 over Texas A&M. So Oklahoma has moved into the championship series.
You know me, I hate conspiracies. I don't believe any one of them.
Yeah, I'm surprised. You probably hopped onto that NBA draft Jimmy?
I think the bigger conspiracy would be how can Oklahoma win both the baseball and the softball championship? Let's push it in the Sooners' direction to push the narrative.
Yeah, well, hey, there is a chance.
I don't believe that.
There is a chance that they could do that, which would be, if I understand it, the first time that has ever happened. So a really cool opportunity for Oklahoma. Coming up on the show today, we will take you to two 240 ahead of the 3 o'clock, well, 305, 310, whatever time it is, first pitch between these two teams, Arkansas and Ole Miss. On the show today, we're going to have Michael Bruns. He'll join us in about an hour, talk about a lot of stuff with him, Husker football, Husker recruiting, all of that good stuff and more. I also, he hasn't been covering the series, but, I mean, we are, you know, multiple days now away, Jimmy. We're 2 days away from what will be an all-SEC final in a few years. Like, what does this mean for the sport of college baseball? You and I could tackle that question, but I'd like to tackle that question with Bruncey as well.
Big baseball guy.
Absolutely, he is. Covers the Huskers. Ryan McGee will stop by in person at 2 o'clock. Looking forward to having Ryan McGee. Ryan had not been in Omaha. He arrives yesterday, like one of the first game he covers, finally goes down to the wire. So we're hoping that Ryan McGee can continue to be a good luck charm for the Men's College World Series.
He's probably reading all this stuff on Twitter. He's like, what do you mean? All these games have been great.
Yeah, seriously. So Ryan will stop by at 2 o'clock, and then plenty of room for you, plenty of room for us. If you would like to give us a call, you can at 402-951-1620. You can also text us at that same phone number, 402-951-1620. Josh will be monitoring the YouTube, the comment sections, Twitch, all that and more. So if you got some comments on there, feel free to leave them there, and we'll get to you, or you can give us a call at 402-951-1620. And there's a lot of other stuff that we can get to as well. It seems, Jimmy, since your 9-3 proclamation, you've been catching some criticism from myself.
All over.
It
All
sounds
over.
Like I know Robbie and you talked about it a little bit yesterday. How are you feeling now? I know that you first did the 9-3 discussion over the weekend, but over the last couple of days, things have picked up a little bit.
So, and I looked at it as with a glass half full.
We could tell.
Obviously. But Robbie and I kind of did the opposite end of the debate, and we did floor versus ceiling. And it's crazy when you think about it, because his floor was 7-5, maybe 8-4. Obviously, my ceiling obviously is 9-3. But if you look at it, I mean, the floor could be 2-10, 1-11, 3-9.
Whoa, 1-11. Holy crap. That's even more negative than I'm going to be.
I think it's a realistic possibility. I mean, when you look at last year was a possibility of 1-11 for the floor. I mean, there's a couple things that go differently. If obviously, the Buffalo game, the Northwestern game, weren't as competitive as some people thought. But, I mean, there was a possibility before the season started that those could have been coin flip games at some points. So, obviously, 3-9 is probably where a lot of people had their floor. I had the floor at 2-10. But, I mean, the really only 100% guaranteed game I have on this schedule, which is the complete opposite of the take that I had a couple days ago, is that North Dakota game.
Wow, interesting. Because I definitely would have Georgia Southern in there. But I guess, I mean, we've seen crazier results around here over the last decade.
I don't think people appreciate how fast that defense is. And for a team that's got so many moving parts coming in at one time, a couple mistakes go the wrong way. I mean, that's a team that can make you pay for it, in my opinion.
Yeah, so we'll talk a little bit about the Huskers throughout today's show as well.
Really quickly, though, we do have breaking news. I know a lot of people were watching the commitment of
Arch Manning.
Not Arch Manning. He's going to Texas. However, 4-star running back out of Darby, Kansas, Dylan Edwards, picks K-State over Nebraska today, so he's staying home.
All right, so there you go, a late news update. We can also, I mean, maybe we could hit on Arch Manning just a little bit. Plus, Damon asked Sipple a question this morning about Casey Thompson. Talked about him a little bit this week. Would like to tackle that with you as well. The NBA draft is tonight. Conspiracy theorists, settle down. The NBA draft is tonight. We could talk a little bit about that. Also, I noticed something this week, Jimmy, about the offseason for Nebraska football that I wanted to ask you about as well, and maybe a why. Why has something happened with the offseason?
Sure.
So we can get into that as we get going on. Stop me if you've heard this before. Finally had a game last night that went down to the wire after every game, the first 11 games of this series being decided by four or more runs. It was really nice to see Arkansas and Ole Miss. It was nice to see some late-inning drama, especially at the very end.
It was getting very hairy there for
Yeah, man. And so it does set up a really, really fun Thursday afternoon between these two teams. Of course, they have seen each other now multiple times all throughout the season, and now they have an opportunity to match up with the Sooners on Saturday. But it was
it was fun to see, like, the crowd into it last night after what had been a series where, I mean.
I liked the rally beers. That was a good touch.
Yeah, people had just been kind of checking out, you know, because you could check out fairly early in a lot of these baseball games. It was nice to see a pretty full stadium at the end. It was nice to see a game that had that drama, wondering what's going to happen. Is Arkansas about to melt down? But they're able to hold on to that when we were talking about it during the game last night. Like, oh, my gosh. We were wondering, like, what are we going to be doing tomorrow? What a result.
It doesn't get much better than bases loaded, bottom of the ninth, down one run.
Yeah.
It was as good a baseball drama as you could get last night in this one. The interesting dynamic about this entire game is the fact that this is the sixth time these teams will meet this season.
Yeah.
You obviously expect them to play quite a bit as in-conference rivals, but, I mean, they've obviously seen each other already in this series, and right now Arkansas has the lead in the series 3-2. They're the betting favorites today. Arkansas is -120 on the money line, so they hold the advantage in the wins during the season. If they can cap off a fourth win over the Rebels today, they're going to be playing Oklahoma.
Yeah, when we return, wanted to talk about the possibility of an All-SEC championship and maybe what this means, a future All-SEC matchup.
Right.
Obviously, I understand that Oklahoma.
See, I'm in the same vein. I'm already putting them.
Mentally, I'm already gone. Before that, though, real quick, we talked about it a little bit yesterday. Union Omaha does go down to Kansas City. They play Sporting KC in the U.S. Open Cup. A rough go. You know, this was the first time watching them, you know, throughout this tournament, Jimmy, where it was like, oh, they're kind of outmatched. They're pretty much, I mean, right away.
There's the talent difference.
Yes, Sporting was putting the pressure on. And, you know, Union had a tough match this past Saturday at home at Warner Park. And I wondered, because I was there, I was hoping in that moment, like, okay, maybe we're watching a team that is kind of looking ahead to another opportunity against another MLS team. And they're going down to Sporting. There's going to be a lot of fans. About 1,000 fans made the trek down. But, yeah, like you said, you could see that talent advantage that one squad had versus the other. It showed itself early and often. But a valiant effort, man, to make it this far before bowing out 6-0.
I don't mean to be that guy, and I'm not here to be a Union Omaha apologist by any stretch of the imagination, but wouldn't it have been a little bit of a bad look for Sporting KC if it didn't go that way?
Well, of course it would. I mean, think about it. Yes, the Chicago Fire, they go down. Minnesota, they go down to them like that. It's a feather in the cap of Union Omaha. But I read some of the mentions of, like, the Chicago fans after they lost. They were heated, man. So, yeah, that would have been another tough loss for an MLS team. This is what you expect when you have a lower level team going down on the road and playing at a higher level team. And I've watched the majority of their U.S. Open Cup matches along the way, whether it was the ones that I actually went to in town or the ones I watched in Chicago and in Minneapolis. The crowd yesterday was easily the best crowd that there have been. There were a ton of Sporting supporters there, and as I mentioned, about 1,000 Union and Omaha supporters as well. So you almost wonder too, Jimmy, if they kind of went into a tougher atmosphere than they had seen, and perhaps that got to them. They looked a little nervous early on.
A little bit of a culture shock.
Yeah, once those couple of goals happened, it basically seemed like it was over.
Yeah, and I think obviously when you look at the scoreboard, that tells one story, and like you said, the talent level was a bit of a jump. But I'll say this about Jay Mims and his squad. They looked prepared. I mean, the way the body language was and the on-the-field performance was, if you didn't see the scoreboard, you wouldn't assume the score of that game was 6-0. I think they looked well prepared and traveled very well. But again, probably the biggest environment they've ever played in, or probably ever will at this point, and didn't go the way they wanted to, but carried themselves very well the entire game.
Yeah, one more thing. I saw a quote from Mims where basically he was like, look, if we win this, it'd be the biggest win in franchise history. And remember, they won their league title. So
yeah.
it says a lot. You know, they knew what was at stake for them. They don't get the victory, what a run that Union Omaha had throughout the tournament. Come by the Zone booth inside of the Omaha Baseball Village. You can register to win ice cream for a year. From 10 Wally's. 10 Wally's official ice cream is 1620 The Zone, celebrating 35 years with over 3,000 flavors. Benson and downtown Omaha. So we got Brunt's coming up in about 45 minutes. We got Ryan McGee to start off the 2 o'clock hour and plenty of other discussions along the way. He is Jimmy Allen. I am Josh Peterson. More to come from the Omaha Baseball Village next on 1620 The Zone.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.